in case you didn't know, 5 weeks ago, I was in cardiac critical care ICU in Atlanta. I had gone in for a very routine procedure, and the procedure went well. I was in recovery, and all of a sudden, my blood pressure dropped. They figured out my heart was bleeding. And by the time they got me into OR, I had quit breathing. So I had a gift from God to awaken, which was really interesting for me. It was not just a gift. It was multiple gifts. And one of the biggest for me was the fact that I'm a very strong, independent, self-sufficient person and have been for many, many years. And have not graciously asked or received help. This taught me that I am depriving others of a gift that they could be giving, and I'm not appreciating that gift as well as I could be. One lesson that I learned from this experience. The other was that when I ask for help, I literally was conscious when this happened. So I knew I was in OR, I knew they were trying to get me set up, and I thought I was talking out loud, but the anesthesiologist said I was not. But I was telling him what a great LSD trip he had sent me on. I mean, the colors that I was seeing, it was like a kaleidoscope. And I had never seen colors as brilliant and as beautiful and as deep and vibrant as what I was seeing. And I really thought it was the drugs that he was giving me. But he said he had not started at that point in time. So this was a vision that God had been giving me. And in the back, way back in the back, there was this little dark thing. And it just kept moving and coming closer and getting bigger. And I realized it was a cloud. And then it got about halfway there, and I said, oh, my God, that's death. Now, I'm unbelievably calm. I'm just accepting and realizing what's going on. Neither judgment of good or bad. It was amazing. But I saw this cloud, and I knew that it was death, and I thought, okay, I have the choice. I can either accept this, or I can say, I don't want it. And, of course, I've got a lot to do. And I said, I don't want this. So I called for help to push this back. And, of course, I thought I was pushing. But what I saw was hands, only hands, no faces, no bodies, just hands. But hundreds came to help me push that cloud back. And I knew at that point that I had all the help I ever needed if I only asked. So that was part of my lesson. And I'm just learning more and more and more about what this incident meant, and I probably will for many years to come. But it was a gift for me. And it was so funny because every doctor that was in that OR came in to see me the next morning. And the anesthesiologist was the second that came in. He was young, and he said, told me what had happened, and he said he was already on his way home, and they called him back, and he said, I got in there right after you quit breathing, and of course, he went to work immediately, but he said, can I bring my son in? And he said he'd missed his son's losing his first tooth, and he brought him with him to see the lady whose life he saved. This was a little five-year-old, cute as he could be. And he brought the little boy in, and we talked about losing his tooth and his dad not being there. And I said, you realize your dad saved my life? And the little boy said, yes. And I said, see, I'm great because your dad was there. And the little boy was just really happy. But it just tickled me to death that he had brought his little son in, and it was just a cute little boy. So that was my experience for the last two or three weeks, and I am still catching my breath, so to speak. I still have a hard time breathing sometimes, but I'm clean, good. They never did figure out why. My heart was sound. My heart was good. Although it was bleeding, it was good. There was no reason for me to quit breathing. It was God. There was His reason. We'll never know, other than I know what gifts I've been getting.
So anyway,
today on the law of receiving, it is an interesting thing that the law of giving and the law of receiving and the law of gratitude all work hand in hand. The law of giving is actually the first basic law that as spiritual beings we were put here to be of service to other spiritual beings. Not necessarily always human spiritual beings, but everything on the planet. And what we project with our thinking is the way that we give. Now, I'm sure, I'm guessing, that most everybody's like me. You've asked for something in prayer or in desire, and you didn't get it. And you just maybe kind of gave up asking, or you just figured, God didn't mean me to have that, or it was more than I needed at the time. But for whatever reason, you didn't get something. Am I correct? Have we all had that experience? And the reasoning for that, the law of receiving works with the law of giving. So you only get whatever you give. If you're giving in small measure of all your gifts, then that's what you're going to get back. So we want to make sure that we realize that we are giving in every one of our gifts. My gift, and I never have been to Ireland to kiss the Blarney Stone, but by darned, I'm going. It's on my list. I'm going. But my gift, one of my gifts is sharing and talking. And I have other gifts that I try very hard to share. The Bible tells us, and not just the Bible, but many other spiritual scriptures tell us about tithing, that tithing is 10%. God's giving us 100%, we're giving back 10%. So that 10% tithing goes to our spiritual teachers. It doesn't necessarily have to be a church. It can be somebody that has opened your eyes or given you much spiritual comfort. And it may be that what has happened in my case is when I give something to a person like that, they don't want it. They really don't appreciate the thought behind the gift. And they figure they whatever that was that they gave me was given freely and not with recompense. And what we do is we give that then to a charity of their choice, which is fine. But the gift needs to be accepted with as much as what it was given. And that's part of the receiving. Even though it may be something you don't care for or you don't want, somebody put thought into that and they are giving it to you. So you want to receive it in the same manner that it was given. And it doesn't mean you have to keep it and hang on to it for 100 years. You can turn around and give it to someone else. Or you can donate it to someone else. But it's that receiving in the same spirit that it was given. So when I give love, I hope to have that love received in the way that I give it. When I give of my time or my talent or my money, I expect it to be received in the way that I'm giving. I hate to turn around and miss you back there. there was a thing here I was going to read. I hope you read the little, and I'm guessing you put this in here, from Deepak Chopra. It is a very interesting piece of wisdom that he has shared with us, and I appreciate it, Bill, because it fits just perfectly. When we ask, I gotta sit down. When we ask for something from the universe or from God, oftentimes we ask with a doubtful heart. I may ask for a new Rolls Royce, and I'm thinking, yeah, I really deserve a Rolls Royce, and I really don't need a Rolls Royce. And so I'm asking with a very doubtful heart. And the universe receives it in that same spirit, doubtful. Am I going to get it? Is that something that is likely to happen in my life? No. Why not? Not necessarily it's not in my best interest, but I'm not asking with a grateful receiving heart. I'm not asking with the expectation that this is something that is mine already. God wanted us to be abundant and full for everything. He wanted us not to want for anything, to be happy and joyful in everything and grateful for everything. So when I ask for something, I want to ask already with the expectation that it's mine and grateful for the receiving of that, whatever it is, even though it may not come to me as a Rolls Royce. If I want a yellow Rolls Royce, I may end up with a red Mercedes. I mean, but it's whatever the universe chooses to give me that may be what I'm asking, or it may be something better still. And it may not come in the way that I expect it. I certainly would not wish everybody to have to die to find out the gifts that I found out. So I'm sharing with you what gifts I learned from that experience. But that was my way. That was what I needed at the time. And that was my gift. Giving of whatever you're giving with no thought of receiving, giving abundantly with a grateful heart is what was expected of us and what is expected of us. If the Bible tells us to tithe and we tithe reluctantly, I can give you an example. A lady I know many years ago was relatively poor. She was making a choice between putting gas in the car so she could get to work and putting food on the table for her two kids. I mean, that's pretty desperate. And she had been told to tithe of her income, and she thought, how can I do that? I don't have enough to share. But she decided that she would go ahead and try an experiment, 6 months of tithing as best she could, and she would see what would happen at the end of the 6 months. And of course, at first, she was reluctant to share this money, this small amount of money, when it might mean not having food for her kids or not having gas for her car to get to work. And what she found out was within 3 months, her income had literally doubled. And before the 6 months was up, instead of if her tithe was going to be $100, and she kept a record, and I know John D. Rockefeller also has kept a record of every penny he made and every penny he gave. And he kept that record, and he tithed his 10%, but he also gave above and beyond that 10% to various charities. She decided to tithe 25% more than what her 10% was. So if she was going to give 100, she gave 125. And this was after 3-4 months. By the end of the 6 months, she actually was making that extra 25%. She was making above and beyond. So whatever she was actually tithing came back to her and increased her income. And she stopped tithing, and her income dropped. Things happened. That extra car expenses or things just happened. When she started tithing again, her prosperity picked up. It was just a very interesting exercise for her. And it was very helpful that she shared that exercise with other people. The tithing, giving back to God, is not just money, which is just energy. Money is just an exchange for us. It's not the value that we put on that money. Giving it back to God is a spiritual connection to God, to give to the Spirit, to give to the universe. and share what has been given to you. If you want receiving, we have to be open. We have to be grateful. We have to be grateful enough to give. And give, I hate to say till it hurts, but in some cases, yeah, it's going to hurt. I mean, she didn't have enough money to put food on the table, so that hurt. Those of you that are parents know having your children not have something they need hurts physically, not just mentally. So that, it did, it hurt to give to the church, to give to her spiritual self. But she did. So what kinds of things would we expect to receive? If we're giving in kind, what do we expect to receive back? I'm asking.
I wouldn't expect anything.
When you're giving, you don't expect anything, but you do expect things when you ask in prayer. What do you expect? What are you asking for that you want to receive? I'm sorry? Yes. And so what are you giving so that that would come back to you? Yeah, whatever we're giving, and hopefully we're giving impartially, unbiasedly, abundantly, of everything that we might possibly have to activate those laws. And then when we receive, this is my learning process, to receive gratefully and ask for help when we need it. Knowing, I love to give. I love to help people. And it just never dawned on me that I was depriving people of doing that for me. I just never thought about it until I got this gift. It is amazing how people really will spring to your aid when you need it, even though you don't ask, that they love helping and they love being there. And your gratitude in giving that back to them is as welcome as anything else you could ask for. It is a gift that we all can give at any point in our life. I was, during the song, I was looking out at this fir tree, and I thought how beautiful the fir tree was. It's so green, and it's so vibrant, and it's just really beautiful. And then I thought, well, it's a home for birds, and probably worms, and caterpillars and other things, and what all lives in that tree and what makes use of that tree. But I just loved the fact that it's right there at the window, and it's like looking in and giving us that oxygen that it gives off, and it's just giving that kind of support to us as humans. So we live in a perfect world. We actually live in a very perfect world. Unfortunately, we're not all giving of our perfect gifts, and we need to teach the world to sing. The song, Everything is Beautiful, has been running through my head all morning for some reason. So you're getting some of the lyrics of that song in my talking this morning. One of the things that you read in the various scriptures is who you're giving to. And I know I see people giving to the man sitting on the street that has his cup up, or I see people giving to other organizations that I might consider a little not as worthy as others. And most of the sayings in the Bible and the Quran and different things are, cast not your pearls before swine, for they may trample them. because they don't appreciate them. And everything that Jesus did as an enlightened being, he helped people that were already helping themselves or that were would admit that they were ready to be helped. That they it wasn't just help that they would accept and squander or waste. It was help they were ready for. That in the giving of the talents, when God gave the talents, and the one that just hid his way was not nearly as revered as the ones that had made effort and used those talents and multiplied those talents. It's the case of taking whatever you're receiving and expanding on it and using it for the good of others. So you don't want to cast your pearls in front of swine. You don't want to give to somebody that's not going to be able to do that and make more benefit of that and expand it and spread it around. I like to give to people that are already working to get there. They may have nothing yet, but they're working. They're doing whatever they can. And then I'd like to help them do more or help them get wherever they're going in whatever way it is. Sometimes it's helping a kid make sense of reading, that they're behind a little bit. And so it's helping a kid learn to read. Or it may be helping a mother feed her kids. Or it may be helping somebody who's going through a rehabilitation process and they need a little moral support and just somebody to hug them. Sometimes that's all we need, a hug. So the key to the law, we're continually drawing into life what we give and what we expect. Anything that I ask of the universe, I ask knowing that I will get it, and I don't give up asking. I actually do it at least 3 times a day like a prayer. It's just, this is what I want my life to be. I can see me living that life, being that person, and I don't always ask for things. I ask for knowledge, and I ask for the ability to be non-judgmental, and I ask for the ability to have a healthy body. It's not just material things that I ask for, but I ask knowing that I can receive this. When I was in the hospital, I was berating myself. This happened on a Friday night, and I'm not real sure if any of you are aware Wayne Dyer died that Saturday. And I did not see him in passing, which I wished I had, but I did not. But it was Sunday night before I realized that I had the power to heal myself. And I was berating myself for waiting until Sunday night to realize this. And somebody pointed out, just be glad that you realized it at some point. And it really didn't take very long from Friday to Sunday for you to wake up and realize that you had that power. And I said, well, yeah, you're right. But I hadn't considered that because I wanted it to have happened sooner. I thought I should have woken up sooner. And I didn't. But at least I woke up and realized I had that power. Once I started consciously meditating and seeing the help flow into my body and seeing the things being healed, I started getting better almost immediately. And it was so amazing to me that I waited that long. But then I'm glad I didn't wait a whole nother week because it happened so rapidly when I realized I had that power. And we have to forgive ourselves for that kind of waking up, that thinking that isn't in tune with, in harmony with who we really are. And we have people around us that help us to wake up to that, which I'm very fortunate. I had people around me to wake up. God hit me over the head with a sledgehammer, but I learned my lesson. And I'm learning it still. And I appreciate that you all are very beautiful, luminous light beings, and that you all give 100% of your talents, of your time, of your energy. And I can feel it. So I thank you very much.
Thank you.